Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's, Bez Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Tzibben, Rav Yosef. The next three daf are going to be a major daf Yomi coincidence, as we will be discussing the establishment of the holiday of Shavuos. Unbelievable. If you think about a 7.5-year cycle, the chances that exactly the Gemara about the establishment of the holiday of Shavuos are going to fall out exactly within the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim of bringing the Karban Chagiga on Shavuos. Really very, very special Daf Yomi coincidence. Let's begin with the Mishnah. On today's Daf is Daf Pei Vav. We are on the Mishnah on the top of Pei Vav Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Minayin lepoletas shechvazera b'yom ha-shlishi shehi temeya. Let's say a man and woman have relations, and when a man and woman have relations, so the shechva zera of the man is inside the woman, so and it doesn't stay in there forever, so it can come out of her. It could come out of her on the first day that they have relations, it could come out of her on the second day, come out of her on the third day. Now, the halacha is that when this stuff comes out of her, she becomes tamei. So the question is, but she only becomes tamei if it would still be theoretically ro'i that shechva zera should be able to give birth to somebody. It hasn't already become disgusting. It's already not usable. After a certain time, it decomposes and it's no longer able to produce a child. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara is going to present a dispute. When does this happen? How long does it have to stay inside the woman so that when it comes out, it no longer renders her tamei? Because it's not really called shechva zera. It can no longer produce zera. It can no longer produce a child. So the Gemara, the Tanakhama begins, minayin lepoletas shechva zera b'yom ha-shlishi. If it's the third day since the relations, on the third day, let's say they had relations on Wednesday. Let's assume, to make it simpler right now, we'll say Wednesday during the day. The Gemara is going to say that it is inappropriate for a Jewish couple to have marital relations during the day. The Gemara is going to say that that's not appropriate. But let's assume for now, we'll see in a second, let's assume they had relations on Wednesday during the day. So that means Wednesday during the day was the day of the relations. Then Thursday is day two, Friday is day three. So if this shechva zera comes out of the woman on Friday, she would be tamea. That would be on the third day. This is going to play a very important role as to what day Matan Torah was. Unbelievable. The idea of poleta shechva zera is going to be the whole determining factor of which day was the Torah given, on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. The whole issue is going to depend on this issue of poleta shechva zera. So, says the Mishnah. And again, this is just a third innocent case of a din that just has an asmachta. It has nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. It's just a din that's an asmachta. Minayin lepoleta shechva zera b'yom ha-shlishi shehi tamea. Shneamar, we learn it from a pasuk by Matan Torah. Heyu nechonim l'shloshes yamim. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that for 3 days they have to separate from their wives. So the idea is that if the Torah will be given on day four, so that even if she would be a poleta shechva zera on day four, she would no longer be tamea. Not only that, the Mishnah seems to say, right, so this would imply that if she would be a poleta shechva zera on day number three, she would be tamea. So that's why it said, Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim, I want you to abstain for 3 days. They shouldn't have relations for 3 days, so that even if she would be a poleta shechva zera, so then the Torah would be given on day number four, and therefore she would no longer be tamea. There would be no chashash if she would be a poletas. Says the Gemara. And now finally here, after these four cases, we finally have case number five. This is the whole reason why all the previous four cases were brought, according to Tosas, the beginning of the parak. Here we finally come back to Hilcha Shabbos. How do you know that you are allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, even though normally you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos? But you're allowed to heat up water on Shabbos if you want to use it to wash the wound. Now, there's two girsos in the Rishonim over here with these words, marchitzenes amila. Some people have the girsa, marchitzenes amila, but the same Mishnah shows up on Kovlam and Dalatim and Beis, and there the girsa is marchitzenes akatan. It's machlokas Rishonim Are you allowed to bathe the entire baby or just the makom amila? That depends on the girsa here. Whether the girsa is machitza nesamila or machitza nesakatan, the whole baby. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. So either way, on the third day of the mila, the third day, let's say the kid had a bris mila on Wednesday, so you're allowed to wash the mila Friday. It's the third day. How do you know that? Shechalios b'Shabbos. I'm sorry. So let's say they had the bris mila on Thursday, right? So the third day shows up on Shabbos, Friday Shabbos. Day number three since the mila is on Shabbos. So you're allowed to violate Shabbos for the sake of the baby by heating up the water. How do you know you're allowed to do that? Shneamar, v'ahi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosam kavim. So when Shimon and Levi wanted to wipe out the city of Shechem because they stole Dina, they kidnapped Dina, and Shechem violated her, so they made the whole town get a bris mila, and then on the third day, when they were in their worst pain, they went and killed out the city. So v'hima yom ha'shlishi v'yosam kavim, so dafka on the third day that they were in pain, so you see from there that the third day after the bris mila, there is a lot of pain. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Minayin Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zahoris Berosh Sarah Mishtalech. How do we know that they would tie a crimson ribbon to the head of the goat, the Sarah Mishtalech, the goat that was sent out on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash? Apparently never says that in the Chumash. Oh, but there's a remez to it in Yishayo, Shenemar. If your sins will be crimson, red, purple, they will change to white. So there's a remez over there that they used to tie a crimson ribbon to the head of the Sar Mishtalech, and it would turn white if Klal Yisrael would be forgiven, so it would turn white. Perhaps this might be the mucker for the scarlet letter. Right? You got to give a scarlet letter. There's a book called Discover About Sin. So you see that red the Mishnah already says that red has an imagery of sin. That's why in some firm circles the women won't wear red. Maybe that's not why. Red is not considered to be tzanua in some circles. But anyway, red is the symbol of sin in the Mishnah. So they would tie a red string, and then when the carbon would be brought, so the red string would turn white, and Klal Yisrael knew that they were forgiven. But apparently, none of that's written anywhere. It's just mamish, totally a remez, found from just because of this pasuk in Yishayo that the Navi, you know, is using allegorically and saying, if your sins will be red, they'll turn like white. So Chazal had an asmachta, and an asmachta, it's a remez that they would tie a red string around the Sarya Mishtalech.
Does anything relate to the red string of the Ayin Hara?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not a fan of that red string. The place that I come from, we don't go by those kind of things. We stay away from those things. Rabbi Leibowitz has a 10-minute halacha on it. He thinks it's asur mitam kishuf or superstition and stuff like that. We're not in favor of the red strings from my upbringing. Minayin l'sicha shikishasir b'yom ha-kippur. How do you know that anointing yourself on Yom Kippur has the same status as drinking? Nowhere in the Torah does it say that anointing yourself with oil Yom Kippur, or even, by the way, spraying deodorant. We're makbid that we don't spray deodorant in Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, yes. Yom Kippur, no. We don't spray deodorant. That it's usher to be shosin. The Mefarshim point out it's not exactly the same because you don't get curries. Let's see in a second. So they're both usher. Ablushin raya l'davar. We have no actual raya zeich l'davar. We have an asmachta shenemar v'atavo kamayim b'kirbo. V'chashem and Batz Mosav. A pasuk not talking about Yom Kippur at all. Oh, just a remez that the Navi is talking about how Klal Yisrael is going to be cursed. And the curse is going to come like water into your insides and like oil into your bones. So from the fact that the Navi compares water, to oil. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur, just about a curse. So it's a remez that when it comes to Yom Kippur, anointing yourself with oil is like drinking. Now, the Rishonim point out, the Gemara points out already, that it's not quite exactly the same thing. They're not equated linyan kares. That as far as kares is concerned, to get kares in Yom Kippur, that's only achilu ushasiya. Only eating or drinking you get kares for. However, the other inuyim, not. If you take a look in Tosas Dir Maskal Afal Pi, that's why it's not a raya gemura from the pasuk. Even though we have a hekesh that compares sikha to shasiya, so Tosas points out that if you look in the pasuk is not talking even about drinking. The pasuk's talking about washing yourself with water. So we compare washing yourself with water to shemen. Because they're both outside the body. So the Ritva writes, even if you say the pasuk is talking about drinking, nevertheless, it's not a raya gemura, because the pasuk's only a mushel. Right? So you can't bring a raya to a din of kares. You can't bring a raya, you're going to get kares from a mushel. So it's just a proof that they're both usser, but not necessarily that you get kares for both. Now, the question is, we just quoted five halachas that are all asmachtas. So how come only by this one does it say, Av bishein raya ledavar zeicha ledavar? All the last five halachas were all, right? We learned that there's tumah by avodah zarah, and we learned that you're allowed to plant within six tfachim a vegetable patch. You can plant five different types. All these halachas, that a boat is not makabel tumah, they're all asmachtas. Why the Gemara only over here say, Av bishein raya ledavar zeicha? They're only by the fifth one. So the Nemuke Yosef apparently asked that question. Why? He says, even the other ones are also just asmachtas. But here, because since you might have thought there's a chi of kares, so his mom is a real serious issue over here. You might have thought there's a chi of kares, because the Mishnah compares anointing yourself in Yom Kippur with drinking. So, shelo yita atoas, the guy wouldn't think that it's such a serious, it's like an issa kares. So that's why it said Al Pishin Rayal Davazekh Davadafka over here. So writes the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Resha Delo Karabalaz bin Azariah Seifa Karabalaz bin Azariah. So the Mishnah points out that this din of Poletas Shechvazera on the third day is still Temea. And it's only on day number four that she's Tahora. But within the first 3 days, that's against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And yet, the Seifa of the Mishnah that says that you can wash the baby on the third day after the Milah, that is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. De'i, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you would hold that the Resha is also going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tahora Shemanaleh. We know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that a poleta shechvazera on day number three is also tahora. Our Mishnah says day number three is tahora, day number three is temeah, day number four is tahora. That's the way our Mishnah says it. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, no, that day number three is already tahora, already. Day number one and day number two, she's temeah if she'd be poletas, but day number three, she'd already be tahora. And this is going to be the whole machlok, is about what day the Torah was given on. Vav Sivan Azayin Sivan, let's see in a minute. So the Gemara gives one of two answers. Mandalo Muki Ketanoi, Tana Risha Tahora, Umukila Lukula Karabalaz Ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, you have two choices to get out of this problem. If you don't like to say that one Mishnah is like two different Tanoim, if you don't like to say that, then you're going to have to change the gears in the beginning of the Mishnah from the word Temeah to the word Tahora. You're going to have to say, well, if it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then it's got to be that on day number three, it's Tahora. Umukil alakula k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then you can say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Uman demukin katanai, and someone who is not afraid to say that one line in a Mishnah is going like one Tana, and another line in a Mishnah is going like another Tana, so you don't have to change any girsas. You have no problem. You could just say, Resha Rabbanan, V'Seifa K'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Apparently, throughout Shas, this is an issue about whether or not we're makbid on such a thing. That when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi set up the Mishnayos, so was he makbid to make sure that all the shitas lined up with one opinion? It would make sense, one would think, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would follow one opinion, but some say no. Maybe in one issue, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt halacha should be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, and in another issue, he felt that it shouldn't be. So apparently, there are other machloks in throughout Shas that have similar issues. Oh, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a brisa, Poleta Shichva Zera Bayom Ashlishi, a woman who excretes, I don't know the right word, but she discharges Shichva Zera on day number 3 after the Bia, Tahora, Divrei ben Azariah. So again, if she had relations Wednesday day, let's say, so that means if she would be Poletus on Friday day, she'd be Tahora. That's day number 3. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. That's like we just saw before. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Tahora. Right? Our Mishnah says on day 3 you're Tamea. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says on day 3 you're Tahora. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says no. Pahamim shehein arba onos, pahamim shehein chamesh onos, pahamim shehein shesh onos. Okay, what's an ona? An ona is a 12-hour period, like either a day or a night. So Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, on day 3, she's Tahora. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Day 3, she is always Temea, and she's only Tahora on day 4. But he does say that we apply the rule of, it's not just me'es leis, it's not, 24-hour periods. We do use the onas in order to calculate this, so we'll be lenient as far as the issue of mixas hayom kikulo. So what do you mean? Sometimes it's 4 onas, sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 6. It goes like this. Let's say she had relations at the end of Wednesday, like Wednesday late afternoon, at Shkia, like right as the sun, at Seisa Kochavim, whichever one it is, at the very end of the day of Wednesday. So then it's still Wednesday. It's still Wednesday day. Let's say it's getting dark right before Shkia, Wednesday late day. So now let's count. So that's only 4 onos, which means so Wednesday night, which is really Thursday. So you have Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, that's 4 onas. She's already going to be Tahora on Friday night. Why? Because she had 3 full days. No, she had 3 days. Because since she had 5 minutes of Wednesday day, she already had the relations 5 minutes before the end of the day Wednesday. So Friday night is already considered to be day number 4. Because you say mixes ayoim. So even though she really only waited 4 onos, which is 2 days, but Friday night is already considered to be day number 4 because it was Wednesday during the day was the last relations. So she can count the 5 minutes of Wednesday as day number 1. So Wednesday night's already day number 2, and Thursday night's already day number 3. So Friday night is day number 4. She's Tahora. Oh, what about if she had relations Wednesday morning, first thing in the morning? So then she waits 5 onus. It's the Zelbazach. Pamshin Shesh onus. And even if she had relations Tuesday night right after Shkia, it's the same thing. Tuesday night right after Shkia is the same thing as Wednesday right before Shkia. So it's still going to be 3 days. Either way you slice it, it's going to be 3 days. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's always day number 4 that she's Tahora. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says day number 3 she's Tahora. And Rabbi Shmuel says day number 4 she's Tahora. And Rabbi Kiva has a compromise position. Rabbi Kiva Omer, La'olam Chamesh. Rabbi Kiva says, she always needs 5 full onos. So in order for her to be able to go to the mikvah on Friday night, let's work backwards. She needs to be clean and not be poletus. Friday day, Thursday night, Thursday day, Wednesday night, Wednesday day. So as long as the relations happen before Alos HaShachar, on Wednesday morning, she's fine. She needs 5 full onos. And furthermore, Rabbi Kiva says another chiddush. Vim yotasa mixas ona rishona, nostin la mixas ona shishis. Let's say she doesn't have relations at alos on Wednesday morning. Let's say it goes, she has relations 2 hours into Wednesday. So she just has to wait another 2 hours on Friday night, then she can go to the mikvah. So we play with the last ona. We give her the last ona. Ah. Now, later on, we're going to have machlokes, Chacham and Rabbi Yossi. How many days before, when did the Jews separate from their wives at the time of Matan Torah? We're going to have machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. Chachamim say it's going to be on Thursday, and Rabbi Yossi says Wednesday. And everyone agrees that the Aseres HaDibros were given on a Shabbos. Oh. And everyone agrees that the Aseres HaDibros were given on Shabbos, and everyone agrees that the women went to mikvah on Friday night. Everyone agrees to that. Oh. Now, based on this information, let's proceed. So now the Gemara is going to ask against Rabbi Akiva. Amrua Rabbanan Kamei Derav Papa. So the rabbis asked the following question in front of Rav Papa Vamrila, Rav Papa Larava, and some say the question was asked from Rav Papa Larava. Bishlama Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kirabbanan. I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion that says that if a woman is poleta shechvas era on day number 3, she's tahora. If she's poleta already on day number 3, she's tahora. Kirabbanan da'amre bechamisha avid prisha. So that works in very nicely with the sheet of the Chachamim that said by Matan Torah, what are the chances, gentlemen, that mamish the day after Shavuos, in the next 3 days, we're learning exactly the question of what day Shavuos fell out on. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable coincidence. To Bishlam, the Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Karabanan, Damri B'chamisha, Ovid Prisha. So the Chachamim say that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they should separate from their wives Thursday and Friday. So once they separated Thursday and Friday, so then Friday night they can go to the mikvah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says already day 3 is already fine. It's not a problem. It's no longer Tumea. So they separated 2 days. So Chachamim said they started the Prisha on Thursday. That's the sheet of Chachamim. V'Rabbi Yishmael, K'Rabbi Yossi, Damar Barba, V'd Prisha. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that even on day 3 she's still Tamea, makes a lot of sense. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Klal Yisrael to separate from their wives not only on Thursday, but already on Wednesday, Barba Ovid Prisha. So 3 days they had to separate. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Friday night they went to the mikvah. Shabbos morning, Hashem came down in Har Sinai and gave them the Torah. Ela Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who says this middle sheet of five onos, Kiman, who's he going like? He's not going like Chachamim, and he's not going like Rabbi Yossi, because if he would go like Chachamim, he shouldn't need Wednesday morning. If he's going like Rabbi Yossi, it should be from already the night before, Tuesday night. Answer the Gemara, La Olam Kerabbi Yossi. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Kedam Ravada Barava. Moshe Bashkama Ola Bashkama Yarad. Bashkama Ola Moshe went up to Hashem early in the morning and came down early in the morning. Bashkama Ola Dixiv Vayashkim Moshe Vayala Har Sinai. Bashkama Yarad Dixiv Lech Reid Valisa Tavarni Mach. Makish, you read the Laliya, Malia Bashkama. If you read the Bashkama, just like he went up early in the morning. So Rabbi Kiva will learn that when he told them to separate for 3 days, it was very, very early in the morning, Wednesday morning. Mamela, you had the five onos, like Rabbi Kiva said. It was right away, first thing in the morning, Wednesday morning. So count up. Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning. There you have the five onos right there. So then they were able to go to the mikvah Friday night, and then the Torah was given on Shabbos morning. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Kiva, Lamale, Lamemra Lahu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to say this to Klal Yisrael early Wednesday morning? The Amar Avuna Yisrael Kadoshin Hain. Don't we know there's a halacha that Yisrael kedoshim heim, that Klal Yisrael are holy people, and they're not supposed to have marital relations by day. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell him early in the morning, Wednesday morning? Why do you have to tell him to separate during the day? He should have waited till the night to tell them that. Because it's not derech tznius. That's what the Mefarshim say. Mefarshim say that a Jewish man and woman are not supposed to have relations during the day. Unless, we'll see in a minute, what the exceptions to the rule are of when a person is permitted to have relations during the day. But generally speaking, it's frowned upon by the halacha for a man and woman to have relations during the day. So that's what the Gemara says. Ein misham shem yom yom. Answer the Gemara. Ha'amar Rava im haya bayis afel mutter. So the Gemara answers, Rava says, if it was a very, very dark house, if they were able to block out all the light, it would be permissible. V'amar Rav Yitemarav Papa, Talmud Chacham mafil b'taliso mutter. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to just cover himself over with a talis and have relations even during the day. What's going on over here? So the idea is that it's not sanua, because you're not supposed to look at various parts of a woman's body during the relations, and we're afraid if it's during the day there's light, a person's going to look at that. So this has to be totally dark. So if it's totally dark, it's permissible, the Gemara seems to say. And Rav Papa says, the Talmud Chacham, who's a tzanua person, we're not worried even during the day he's going to do it. So you just put the cover over, we're not worried. He's a tzanua person. The poskim write in Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshi Shulchan Aruch, write that this really should only be done in very, very yotze min haklal circumstances. Sometimes there might be medical reasons or other psychological reasons, whatever reasons might be. But as a rule, this is not something that the poskim like to rely on. Marital relations during the day are generally frowned upon by the halacha. So asks the Gemara. So the Gemara says there's certain cases permissible, so you have to tell them not to do it during the day. Ask the Gemara. V'tavule yom ninu. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. So if they only went to the mikvah Friday night, so there's still a tvul yom. How are they kadosh to accept the Torah? Once you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till the end of that, till the sun goes down that day. If they went to the mikvah Friday night, they have a status of a tvul yom. They're still tameh. The Gemara answers, Abaye bar Ravin, Rav Chanina bar Oven, Damri Tarvayu, Nitna Torah l'tvul yom. Okay. They were tvula yom. It's not a big deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah even when they were tvula yom. Yasim Reim Kama Lohashmaitim. A Reimer sat and was telling over this teaching. Amalei Ravina L'Rameira. Nitna Ka'amris. O Re'uya Ka'amris. Did you mean to say that the Torah was actually given to the tvula yom? Or do you mean that it could have been that way? But L'maisa, they all were tovel during the day. Amalei Ru'uya coming. Yeah, I didn't mean that they were actually Tvulayom. I meant that it could have been that they were Tvulayom. But Lamaisa, they all went to the mikvah during the day, so they were not Tvulayom. Asks the Gemara. Velitbalu Bene Shimshe, Velikabla Torah Bene Shimshe. So, why wouldn't they go to the mikvah Friday night and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the Torah? Why'd you have to come up with this funny answer for Rabbi Akiva? Why couldn't Rabbi Akiva just answer that they went to the mikvah? They went to the mikvah Friday night, and they got the Torah Friday night. And maybe from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till the morning, so he waited for six onos. It's like, no. The fact that Hashem gave the Torah during the day and not at night is not because he was worried about another ona. Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Lo meirosh paseser dibarti. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give the Torah at night in hiding. He wanted to give it out in the bright daylight. He doesn't speak to us in the darkness. He wanted us to have the Torah in broad daylight. And it wasn't because people were not yet tahor. Says the Gemara, V'litbalu b'tzafra d'shabsa v'lekabel tor b'tzafra d'shabsa. Again, against Rabbi Akiva, why they have to go to the mikveh at night? Why didn't the women go to the mikveh Shabbos morning? And then he would give the Torah Shabbos morning. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shlo yalo hochem kabbat Torah, lo hochem l'tvila. It wouldn't be a good order of things if the women in the morning are waking up going to the mikveh. We have to delay matan Torah to wait till the women get back from the mikveh Shabbos morning. Doesn't make sense. Amar b'chib rava Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Akiva. Aval chachamim omrim sheish onos shleimos be'inan. They hold that you need six complete onos. So they hold that actually, if the women would have been poletus shechva aserah Friday night, they would have to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. They would have to, right? So therefore they waited. It's like we just said before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually waited to give the Torah till the morning to make sure that they were a complete six onos in the morning. That's the way the Mefarshim understand this opinion, that you need six full onos so that a poletes would not be metame. They hold that really they stopped at Wednesday morning, like Rabbi Yossi, early in the morning, like Rabbi Akiva. They also hold that if they went to the mikveh Friday night and they were poletus afterwards, they would have to go to the mikveh again in the morning. And therefore, that's why Hashem delayed the Nesinas HaTorah till the morning, so they would have six complete onos. Now, while we're on this subject, the Gemara is told one more halacha, Amar Rav Chisda, Machlokes She Persha Mina Isha. The Machlokes is when the Shechva Zera comes out of a woman. Aval Persha Mina Ish. However, if a man has Shechva Zera that comes out of him and it's just lying on a garment or something, Tamea calls man shilacha. Then it doesn't have a 3-day limit. It's considered Tamei as long as it's still moist. Masav Rav Sheshit v'chol beged v'chol asheyel Shechva Zera. Prad Shechva Zera shisrucha. My lav shepirsha mina ish. So it sounds like the Bryce says it's tar even though it's still moist. It's already tar, as long as it smells. Says the Gemara, lo, shepirsha mina isha. That's referring to when it comes out of the woman within the 3 days. Bai Rav Papa, shechva zera shel Yisrael b'mei kusis ma. What if you have shechva zera of a Jewish man, inside a non-Jewish woman, had relations. Mao, what's the din? Does that shechva zera mitame? Let's say she would be poletus within the 3 days and it's still moist. If somebody else would touch it, would it be mitame? Yisrael did die, funny Gemara. Yisrael did die, gave him mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael that has the pressure of being mekayim mitzvahs. So the fact that we're always nervous, chavil gufayu. So when the shechva zera is inside the woman, she's always nervous because she has to be mekayim tayyig mitzvahs. So the fact that she's nervous and she has to be mekayim tayyig mitzvahs, that's going to cause the shechva zera to be masriach, to be unusable after 3 days. But akum delo dagim mitzvahs lo. But a guy that doesn't have so many worries, so then it's not going to smell up the shechva zera. Since the goyim eat treif, so they have a different thing that's going to cause the shechva zera inside them to decompose, and that's the fact that they eat treif. Shkatzim ramasim. If you tell me that a goy, so the shechva zera also after 3 days becomes not usable. But maybe what about the din inside of an animal? If a man has relations with an animal, does that shechva zera becomes no good after 3 days? Isha de isla prazdar, the woman at least has an area there for it to get decomposed. Masracha, so it gets decomposed. Avol behema, the lesla prazdar lo, but an animal that does not have that area, lo, maybe it doesn't decompose. Or maybe there's no difference. Teku, the Gemara says, when you have that shayla, you can come ask it. Yeah, take a let it stand. Oh, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres hadibros liYisrael, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiva bo. So Tanakama holds the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, and Rabbi Yossi says the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. Amar Rava. Tekuli Amar b'Rosh Chodesh Asu l'Midbar Sinai. Everyone agrees they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. Ksiv hacha bayom hazeh bomin bar sinu. Ksiv hasam hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodeshim. It says hazeh in both places. Hazeh means rosh chodesh. Ma'al ha'on rosh chodesh, afkan rosh chodesh. So everyone agrees they got to the midbar in rosh chodesh. Udekulayama Shabbos nit b'Shabbos nit natural Israel. Everyone agrees that Shabbos is the day that we got the Torah. Shabbos is the day that completed the whole world, and the Torah is the day that completed also the whole world. So it makes sense that Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. That makes sense. Everyone agrees to that, right? The Maharal Tiferes Yisrael writes that it's a special day of bracha. Shabbos is a special day of bracha. So it makes sense that Shabbos, day of the greatest bracha in the world, came down. The Torah came down on Shabbos, the greatest bracha. The Maharal gives three reasons in Tiferes Yisrael why it makes sense that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So, how do we know this? Ksiv hacha, zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. It says that in the Seus Dibros. Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos, meaning remember today. Ksiv hasa, ba'itzim zan, v'yom ha-Shalom, zachar es yom ha-zeh. So you see, zachar means remember today. So zachar es yom ha-Shabbos, says in the Seus Dibros, zachar es yom ha-Shabbos, so it means it was today. Ma'al ha-Halim b'itzum ha-shel yom, afkam b'itzum ha-shel. Ki pligi, so then what's the machlokes? They all agree they got to there on Rosh Chodesh. And they all agree to who's given a Shabbos. What's the machlokas? Ki pligi b'kviya diyarcha. What day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi savar b'chad. Now, it's interesting. It's actually counterintuitive. Rabbi Yossi, who says the Torah was given on the 7th, he says Rosh Chodesh was actually the earlier day of the week. This is a little complicated. Rabbi Yossi savar b'chad b'shab b'ikviyarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Like this year. Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And Zion was on Shabbos. Right? So, Rabbi Yossi Savar B'chad B'Shabek B'Yarcha. U'V'chad B'Shabek Lo'am Lu'V'Lo'Midi. On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Klal Yisrael anything because they were still tired. Mishum Chol Shadorcha, because they had just traveled from Rafidim. B'Trei B'Shabek on Monday. Moshe got up early, went up to the Ribbono Shlom, and Hashem said to go down and tell Yisrael on the same day, Amar Luhu, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said to Hashem, V'atem Tiyuli Mamleches Kohanim. As Reb Shloima taught us, it's the Yom HaMiyuchas, right? Yom HaMiyuchas. Mamleches Kohanim Goy Kadosh. B'Tlasa, on Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, and it came down, and Hashem told him, Amalu Mitzvah Hagbala. On Tuesday, he said, boundary off the mountain. Barba, on day number four, on Wednesday, Moshe Rabbeinu went up early and he came down and he commanded them Wednesday morning of Barba of it Prisha. Now you have to start separating from your wives. So that's Rabbi Yossi. And we said before that according to Rabbi Yossi, they did Prisha Thursday, Friday, because that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita. V'Rabbanan Savri, now the Rabbanan, paradoxically, hold, B'Trei B'Shabbat, we'll just finish till the end of this, and then we'll ask the kashas starting tomorrow. For Rabbanan Savri, B'Trei B'Shabbat Ikriyacha. Rabbanan hold, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. So the first day of the month was Monday. B'Trei B'Shabbat Lo Amar Lo V'Lo Midi. So on Monday he didn't say anything to them. Mishum Chol Shadorcha, because they were tired from the travel. B'Tlasa, on Tuesday, he went up, Vamar Amalu, Atem to you, Mamlechas Karnam Goy Kadosh. Barba, on Wednesday, Amalu Mitzvah Hagbala. Bachamisha, on Thursday, Ovid Prisha. So now the Gemara is going to ask against this. So Thursday they did the Prisha, according to Rabbanan, Thursday Prisha. Okay, so Brez Hashem will stop here. And tomorrow we will get more into this Machlokas, about whether or not the Torah was given on the 6th or on the 7th. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:30. If you have strong feelings on the Daf Yomi time not being changed in one direction or another when we start davening with a minyan in the morning, so please put it in the chat if you have strong, or send me a direct message. If you have a problem, let's say if we either delay it to 7:45, or make it earlier to 7 o'clock. If you have a problem with either of those, let me know.